Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now the time is 6:34. Identity theft is a surging problem. Fraudsters only need a few bits of detail about you, much of which is available anyway on your social media feeds. Once they get it, they can open up new accounts in your name. To prevent this, the security software company Entrust works with credit card providers using something called its Identity Verification Security Platform. But with criminals getting very clever and AI speeding up fraud, are the good guys merely catching up with the baddies? Min Nguyen is the Vice President of Product and Identity Verification at Entrust and is on the line. Good morning, Min.
Hi.
Tell us more about what Entrust does.
Yeah, so Entrust is a global company whose mission is to secure a world in motion. So that's doing anything from payment methods, whether they're digital, physical, identity and passport issuance, but also online and digital identity verification. And that's at the very heart of the latest partnership that we've done with MasterCard.
Yeah, and when you're doing this verification of identity, what kind of details do you seek out about individuals?
Yeah, so nowadays we see the attacks getting more and more sophisticated. We used to live in a world where we built trust through offline interactions. You would go to your local shop and you would pay with cash or with your cards, but you would see the person, you would know who the person is. And over the last couple of years, and particularly during COVID, we've seen a massive acceleration in online interactions. And so the big question is, how do we create trust in a world where we interact with people online, remotely, without seeing them, without knowing exactly who they are? And so we've spent years building technology to prove that you are who you say you are, using your passport, using biometrics, using some of the attributes that you have online. But that's becoming harder and harder because you've seen some of the deepfakes attacks, yeah. The famous case of the CEO who pretends to and asks people to wire money. And it's getting harder and harder online. So we need more and more advanced techniques using things like your phone, behavioral pattern, your IP, et cetera, et cetera. And we want to leverage the best that MasterCard can offer with the wealth of data that they have and combining with the Entrust identity expertise to really ensure that we can build trust in an online world where everything is expected to be instantaneous.
Yeah. What percentage of customers get delayed or blocked from becoming these MasterCard customers, from onboarding with MasterCard?
Yeah. So what's really interesting here is we see that 80% of businesses say that user experience and customer experience is critical to their success. And at the same time, in our research, we find that 69% of these companies report that identity fraud is on the rise. So what we worked on is building this invisible, ultra-smart doorman that can sit at the door and prevent bad actors from coming in while ensuring really good experience and high conversion rate for the good actors. And that's really where we see the convergence of bringing payments and identity in this strategic partnership.
Yeah, but if you've got these bouncers and they're checking for sneakers and bad haircuts and all that kind of stuff, doesn't that delay the onboarding process? In other words, what do you do with this bouncer to make sure that the nice guys get into the club?
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit of a misconception. I do believe now that we can get both convenience and security with things like face biometrics, for example. We can nowadays in really a second just prove on our phone that we are who we say we are. And we do that to unlock a digital card, for example, when you need to pay for coffee or when you need to buy something online. And so I really believe now that with the technology that we have, both on the passive side, using behavior, phone reputation, IP, VPN, et cetera, VPN detection, et cetera, and combining that with attributes that you have, like your face biometrics, we can really make that into a seamless experience for online commerce and online payments.
Do you work with the big internet platforms? I ask because there are so many fake accounts online, fraudulent accounts, even pretending to be real people, but they're clearly not. If they use your service, couldn't they verify the identity of their online users?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen recently even some of the regulation change with something like the Online Safety Act. And as the world's moving with more remote interactions and the rise of AI, we've actually seen attacks coming from deepfakes. So you are referring to synthetic identities or identities that are produced 100% from a software. We've seen one deepfake attack every 5 minutes. And we've been partnering with our customers in catching those and defending them. And we see 40% of biometric fraud coming from deepfake techniques. So with the world accelerating and AI usage accelerating the last couple of years, the pace of change across industry has been really tremendous. But that's also true for fraudsters.
Yeah.
And so our job is to make sure in this constant cat and mouse that we also leverage the latest technology to combat these bad actors.
Yeah, Min, and best of luck with that. And it'd be great if you could use your technology more to prevent these fake accounts popping up online. That's Min Nguyen, the Vice President of Product Identity Verification with Entrust.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.